The Volume.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, October 25th, and we have got a few things to talk about this week, as always. Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friends, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler, a.k.a. 1-0.
A.k.a. King Slayer.
AKA King Slayer.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
And Legethro Jenkins, AKA John.
What's up, Bubbas?
And I'm Guardy B, AKA Mike. And yes, for all of the dozens of people who are tweeting at us, y'all got to talk about this on the pod. Obviously, this is what we're talking about on the pod. Let's go through a brief history of Tyler going 1-0 against Kevin Durant. You offered up what I thought was the most benign opinion you've possibly ever expressed on Twitter, which is in response to Iggy saying Kyrie should be top 20 of all time on the NBA's rankings. You said Kyrie's a great basketball player, but he's one of those basketball players that hoopers really love, akin to saying that a stand-up comic is like, oh, he's a comics comic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And Kevin Durant immediately jumped into your mentions. He said, because you're a casual.
Dog. Look, and the whole shit is, like I said, I love Kyrie's game, but hoopers love Kyrie's game. He's a hooper's hooper. You know what I mean? I gave Kyrie a compliment. KD hopped off the deep end. I don't know if he misinterpreted the shit or if he just wanted war or what. You know what I'm saying? But once we got there, bro. Look, KD got 20 million motherfucking followers. He tried to kill me with that fucking comment. He tried to Twitter murder me, dog.
A casual dog, Dragonfly Jones. Yeah, come on now.
But you know, first off, I want to say this shit is all jokes, right? Ain't no bad blood, ain't no beef. It's jokes, man. I still fuck with KD.
Of course, yeah.
It's Twitter, bro. Ain't nobody catching feelings over some damn tweets. I still think, you know, KD has the best Twitter account of any athlete out there. Like I said, I fuck with KD. But this one time, coming at me, KD, you out your league, homie. flew too close to the sun on this one. You know, fuck with the bull and got the horns and all that. You know, like I said, I think he's the best athlete tweeting. But Kevin, we need to make something clear. I want you to look at me when I tell you this, Kevin. I want you to look at me when I tell you this. Kevin, you're good at Twitter. I am Twitter. Okay? Okay, it's levels to this shit. I was birthed in this Twitter shit, bro. Molded by it. I'm from the Tyler Iams, the Desus and Merrills, the Zach Foxes. I'm cut from that cloth. I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. Look, man, when you come to my page and you see that motherfucking member since 2009, that should let you know right there, homie. You got to keep that cute shit on the playground. You feel me? It's real deal tweeting going down on this side. I ain't one of these little 16-year-olds you be bodying in your Instagram comments, bro. It's a whole different ballgame on this side. These thumbs do work. You feel me? Look, I'm going to tell you. When I first saw KD tweet that at me, right, I knew he was food. I knew it was going to be too easy. That was a layup.
ISO! That, yeah. ISO!
Clear it out. I knew it was going to be too easy. That was a layup. Light work. Easy money sniper was in my mentions looking like easy money. Arguably the best hooper in the world in my mentions looking like lunch. You know I had to do it to him. Like you saw how I do up the finger up emoji, you know, the at emoji? That was also like the Larry Bird emoji when he threw that finger up in the three-point contest, you know, before that last shot dropped. Like, that's exactly how I felt getting that tweet off. I knew that shit was a bucket before it left my fingers. But like I said, man, ain't no hard feelings. KD, you can go back to being the king of the athletes on Twitter after this. Just had to learn you something here, homie. You reach, I teach. You'll get him next time, kiddo, just not on this side.
Hey, bro, I think that's the segment. Fuck, we gotta say after that, dog.
Right? Drop that shit. Mic drop.
Drop
goddamn.
The mic, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we can't add none of that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I had to cut a promo on that nigga right quick. You feel me? You let a right. Nigga with an Android body you like this, Kevin. Come on, man. Get it together, bro. Get it together, homie.
Nigga, the finger though, the finger was like, that was how did you feel when you sent that motherfucker off though? You knew.
I knew it was a bucket. I knew it was, like I told you, I knew before it left my fingertips that was a bucket. You know what I'm saying?
Did you even think about it, or was it just like, just, you know, like,
it was,
it just, you just knew immediate.
It was immediate. Like I told you, he looked like lunch right there to me. You know what I'm saying? I could not believe that KD gave me this layup, bro. All the shit you got going on with Kyrie right there. And this is the hill you trying to die on? Nah, bro. Nah. It was too easy.
Like, he was playing defense and he threw you an alley. Right.
He threw the lob
while
to
he was standing
on,
flat-footed.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Floor. Yeah.
Dog, man.
You put your 10,000 hours in, bro. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was my comment, is like, you would not challenge Kevin Durant on the basketball court, and so why would he challenge you on Twitter.com? I don't understand. Yeah.
He was out of his league, bro.
All he had for Mike was, I disagree. You took the soul from that nigga. He didn't even have him no more energy to argue. He took his ass right back to the court. He responded to motherfucking Mike while shooting fucking threes, nigga. Like, come on, nigga. He went right back to home, you know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
Too yeah, fun. I'm a little upset that John didn't get any. We got no KD engagement for John.
No, you ain't. I ain't had nothing for him. I don't argue with bald head niggas. You know what I mean? That's all I would have said. And that's too much. That's too much. You going to say some regular shit, I'm going to call him bald head. You know what I mean?
That ain't it. That changes the tenor.
Right, that changes the tempo. Yeah, for sure.
I do, but Tyler, I appreciate you saying that because I did want to point that out. Anytime there's any interaction between an NBA player and a regular person on Twitter, we talk about them all the time. There's the people who think they need to threaten your home or whatever because they take it that seriously. Like, it's Twitter,
it's
man.
Jokes.
It's for fun.
It's jokes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
but you got to lean in. Though.
Yeah.
You got to lean in.
Yeah, you got to lean into
the joke.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
No, he's leaning into the joke. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, sure. I saw him respond and I was like confused. I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. I was like frustrated. And then I saw Tyler's response and I was like, Tyler! I yelled
the logo.
Yeah. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's all in fun, great, man. I mean, you could tell from KD's tweets he was clowning too. Like I said, ain't no bad blood. It's jokes.
Yeah, right, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. It wasn't no big deal. Yeah. He wasn't taking it personal. Yeah, for sure.
No, 100. Well, I mean, the only question I really had is why he chose that. Like, so someone said he's just clearly been itching to call someone a casual all week, which I kind of agree with that. He hadn't tweeted anyone. He hadn't done one of his I'm the best athlete at Twitter in like 2.5 months. Hey. He hadn't tweeted anyone like that since August.
Hey, look, bro.
That was the one he picked. Like, I don't know. I think he clearly is bothered by some other shit.
Listen, bro. We saw how the Bucks smacked them boys up on opening night. We saw Giannis hitting that motherfucker with the Euro in the half court. Like, KD out here stressing, bro. He knows they ain't going to have shit for the Bucks without Kyrie. That man is out here just grasping for straws. You know, hurt people. That's all that shit. He boils down to my dog out here sweating.
I think he was just jabbing at you on some play and you came with the hook. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, boom, shut up. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't know he was fucking with a heavyweight. Right. You know what I mean? Like...
But he did come at basically, I feel like we're the only podcast that loves Kevin Durant on Twitter and is like, this is good that he has burners and makes fun of people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've always been,
been
pro KD Twitter.
He follows you, right? Yeah. Like, that man follows you. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
All jokes, man. All love. Shouts to KD, man. If you want to come through on a pod, open invite as always. You already know that, homie.
So, and if I would have called him bald head, that would have not been the thing. So that's why he didn't need to say shit to me, dog. You can't come back from bald head, nigga.
Oh, you're welcome to come on our podcast. Right. Bald head ass nigga. Mr. Durant. Right.
Mr. I just did your fucking podcast. Open invite to our podcast.
Right. All right. Let's talk about what really started the beef between the Jenkins and Jones podcast and KD. Let's talk about the NBA 76 list. I don't know why people are calling this shit the NBA 75 list, bro. There's 76 fucking people on this list.
That's crazy. Who is there for?
Wait, have they said
who the 76th is, or they just threw 26?
They have not. No, John, there was a tie in voting. So in very small font, it says, due to a tie in voting, there are 76 players the 75th list.
Right, right.
It's also crazy to think that in the history of basketball, in the 75-year history of the NBA, that two people tied for 75th. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy as fuck to me, too. Like,
I mean, keeping it a buck, Nick should have been on the original 50 list. So, I guess we'll retroactively look at that as the NBA's 51 list for Nick, supposedly. I don't know, but 76.
Tyler,
it's
really weird. You've been chomping at the bit to talk about this shit since they announced they were doing it. What were your thoughts? What's your sort of first thoughts and takeaways from the list?
Yeah, there was just a handful of guys I was really rooting for here, right? Like, I wanted Melo to make the list. You know, Melo was on the fringes, I feel like. I wanted Russ to make the list. I feel like Russ was a shoo-in. I wanted AI to make the list. I felt like AI was a shoo-in too. And I wanted them to make shit right with Neek. So I got all that, bro. And like, people are saying, you know, Dwight was the biggest snub here. I'm inclined to agree. You know, Dwight has a hell of a case. Could say he's the best center of his era, best rim defender of his era. You know, arguably, you know, one of the best defenders of his era. But I ain't arguing for Dwight Howard, dog. Like, I'm not going to die on the Dwight Howard hill, man. He got snubbed. Big fucking deal. Okay, life goes on.
And I think that's why he got snubbed, because nobody's really going to argue for him. You know what I mean? But, like, I mean, if we look at it, like, dude, AD, Dame, they're, like 70, one of the 75th best players in the world to ever touch a basketball. But a lot of his accomplishments, because George Mikan is not one of the 75th best players ever touch a fucking basketball. You know what I mean? A lot of these old niggas that played, but you know, and got numbers due to racism, and niggas couldn't be on the fucking squad and shit like that. You know what I mean? So,
they were the only people jumping.
Right, right, right. Like, the dude jumping
like
Joe because he
about
jumped
Marcus's
because
book,
when he
right.
Right, exactly, you know what I mean. But I mean, I'd go with Dwight. I'd go with Kyrie over, you know what I'm saying, Dame and AD personally. But
you'd put Kyrie. Put Kyrie over those two.
I put Kyrie over Dame. I mean, Kyrie has a chip and he had the biggest, and he's been cooking for a long time. Kyrie's been cooking for a long fucking time, dog. You know what I mean? I'd put him top 75 for sure, personally. I mean, if it's me, I'm keeping both of them in there. I'm getting Kuzi and Mike and all them niggas out of there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, if we're keeping it a stack, you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, I mean, I feel like they're top 75. I do. You know what I mean?
I felt like the list itself was somewhat unseasoned. They could have put the spice in this shit by actually reevaluating the whole, like, taking old people off the list and doing a full reevaluation.
Dave DeBuscher out of here and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need an overhaul, dog. The game has changed tremendously.
I thought that's what they were going to do. And so when they said, when it came out, it's like, okay, it's just they're leaving the old stuff intact without reevaluating. Well, what's the point of doing it then? It's not an NBA 75. It's an NBA 50 update.
Plus 25. Plus 26.
It's the NBA 50 part 2 is what it is. You know what I mean? It's like the whole point, I would think, is to look from 2021 at the 75 years in the history of the league and reevaluate who's your top 75 dudes. And I understand there's recency bias. You know, people don't know the history as well. But that's the point. Like, that's the point is that you reevaluate that shit and figure out. That's what everyone who talks about basketball does. No one says... Like, there's never been a basketball argument in history where someone said, well, Michael Jordan was considered the GOAT, so he is still considered the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not – it's all reevaluation and considering things in today's context. Like, that's the only point, in my opinion, of doing the list.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. To a degree, it feels like it's not the best 75. It's the most accomplished. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I say AD and Dame. You know,
until you leave Dwight Howard and Kyrie off the list, so that's, I mean, the
only way you can defend having like these old heads on there is their accomplishments, right? Because they're not good basketball players, objectively bad.
By today's standards, you cannot make the argument to me. And
they
weren't
playing basketball.
History.
You can't even call that shit basketball when a nigga is excited because somebody jumped while shooting. That's not hoops. You feel what I'm saying? So like,
and only white people are allowed to play. And it's only
exactly.
40 players
that's,
or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
That context is important.
Yeah, we have to take that into account when why did they win all these fucking chips? Cause you know what I'm saying? If you're going to have these guys in there because of their accomplishments, Dwight should be in there too. You know what I mean? Like, and I think Kyrie too. You know what I mean?
It's exactly what you said though. Like, these lists are put together by people. And as we talk about it on the pod all the time, life's not fair. Like, who's on your side? How likable are you? People have to argue for Dwight Howard to get on the list.
And nobody's arguing for Dwight Howard to get on the list. Nobody. No. And I mean, also Kyrie. Nobody's arguing for Kyrie unless you hoop. Like you said, you said you love Kyrie's game. I love Kyrie's game. I think he's one of the best point guards I've ever seen in my motherfucking life. Sure. You know what I'm saying? But nobody's arguing in those rooms for Kyrie to get on those lists, on that list. This is not going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And even when you saw people bringing up Dwight, it was all like blue checks and sports writers. Mm-hmm. I didn't see, with the exception of a couple Lakers fans who liked his redemption arc that I follow, I didn't really see a lot of basketball fans upset that Dwight got snubbed. Nobody's upset.
We're just like, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's actually upset. And you need people to be upset. You know what I mean? To get these things fit. You know what I mean? Make these happen. So.
Yeah, we're just like, you know, damn shame how they did Dwight. Anyway, let me go hit this Uber Eats.
Right. Tyler just shit on KD today. They actually switched from that to that on fucking sports. on sports news stations. You know what I mean?
The thing with the snubs that I always find interesting is, like, if he was a snub, who would you take off the list to replace him with? And so I'm going to read you guys the 26 players that were added. And you tell me if there's anyone you would remove for Dwight Howard. Okay? This is in alphabetical order. Ray Allen, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Carmelo Anthony, Kobe Bryant, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett, James Harden, Allen Iverson, LeBron, Jason Kidd, Kawhi Leonard, Dame, Bob McAdoo, Reggie Miller, Steve Nash, Dirk, Chris Paul, Gary Payton, Paul Pierce, Dennis Rodman, Dwayne Wade, Russell Westbrook, and Dominique Wilkins.
Reggie Miller. No brainer for me.
Are you?
No brainer for me. Reggie.
Oh yeah. John, right now, if we're building basketball teams in the other, you know, the other verse or whatever the fuck, you don't take Kyrie over.
Oh, you talking about
Reggie?
Oh, for sure. No doubt. For sure. You know, I thought we were talking about Dwight though, right?
Yeah, I think we're talking about Dwight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
I think AD's a better basketball player than Dwight, right? But we're looking like straight accomplishments and what has been done in the fucking career. We can't just look at this guy looks really good to me. You know what I mean? Like, we can't just go off of that. You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Dwight would be going instead of AD. If I'm looking at just straight hooping, come on, nigga. You know, but it's just not about that because there's motherfuckers in there that, you know, they couldn't jump when they shot. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. That's why Dwight deserves to be in there. That's why I say Kyrie as well. Even though I think Dame is great and deserves to be in top 75 as far as just hooping ability, and the same with AD.
I love Dame. Dame's been one of my, you know, top couple five favorite players in the league for quite some time. But there's no doubt that's a heart pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think
when we look back on this era of basketball, we're going to look back on this era as the golden age of point guards, right? And I think Dame is top two, probably behind Steph, top three if you want to throw CP3 over
He's
him,
been top two for like 2 years. You know what I mean? Like Kyrie was up there prior before that for the decade prior, you know what I'm saying, for a big part of that.
We're talking about Dame, you think
he should come off for Dwight?
I agree with Tyler's point exactly, but we're still in the era of the golden era of the point guard. And so to me, Dame's someone where I would look at and say, I absolutely think by the end of his career, he gets that point. But if you look at the career accomplishments right now of Dwight and Dame, that to me is, as Jackson said, you have to take someone off. You put those resumes next to each other, I honestly don't know what the argument is to put Dame on over Dwight, personally.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Dame, as much as I love Melo too, you can make the case that you can boot Melo for Dwight too, also, if we're going off resume.
Yeah. But I mean, if you look at Dame, like we've been talking, Dame has been top two for like 2 years, right? I think in 2019, 2018, we're talking about Kyrie and Steph. You know what I'm saying? Dame has recently gotten into that space for like the last couple of years. So, I mean, he's a great fucking player. But like, how long has Kyrie been in that conversation? You know what I mean? And he has a chip and the moment he had in game 7. Come on.
And all those injuries where he can't stay in the conversation too. We need to evaluate that also.
I mean, I don't think that. But with those injuries, he still did what the fuck he did. You can't take away what he did while on the court. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what we got to talk about. The thing with Grant and all that is because they didn't have a chance. The injuries prevented them from doing the things they could do on the court. It hasn't prevented Kyrie. He's come back and still cooked. You know what I'm saying? KD missed a whole last motherfucking year. Came back and was capital KD. On the motherfucking court, right. Not in the tweets. You feel what I'm saying? But not at least Tyler's bitches. But yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So like, we can't just What have they done on the court? And what Kyrie's done on the court in his career has been better than what Dame's on the court in his career. And is there really an argument there?
No.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And I'm saying this as a nigga that loves Dame. I love all these niggas, except for Dwight.
Right. Except for Dwight.
You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about Dwight. And I think all that goodwill he got in 2020, I think he's going to fuck all that up this year. You feel me? If I'm keeping it a stack-a-roni, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think he deserves to be top 25. I'm talking about who deserves, you know what I mean? I want to ask y'all a question, though. Who do y'all think the young Bucks that are playing now are going to be there to get into the top 100?
They already put Giannis on there, right? Yeah. So, which I love. They're like, he's good.
Giannis ain't a young buck. That's a god in a young man's body. You know what I mean? Yeah, you feel me?
Ja has been ridiculous to start this season off. I think he makes it. Yeah.
Luka,
of course.
I think
Luka
those three. Yeah.
Yeah, I think fucking those Tatum. Three, Tatum, maybe Jaylen too.
I think Tatum too. I think Jaylen top 100?
He's been hooping this season so far.
I mean, he's an animal. Yeah. He's an animal, but wow, that's crazy. That's interesting. I'm interested. But I think Ja's the dude. Like Jaylen is actually more of a woo, but like Ja's the guy that I think will probably squeak in that we didn't see coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think he's gonna be there. I think he got everything it takes to be a top 100 motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah. It's like, you know, during that draft, it was like, of course you take Zion. That's a no brainer. And now it's kind of I don't know.
But also take Ja, but I don't know. He looks good, but we'll see. You know
what
I mean?
We'll see.
But he's been better. You know what I mean? But he's been better. You know what I mean? Like we expect Trey to be this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some people expected Luka. I didn't see it because I ain't see Luka play. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, Ja was like, wow, nigga, you really like that. Right. You really that dude. You know what I'm saying? You really him.
Anyway. You really
him. You really him.
So I did want to bring up Klay Thompson, by far the player who's handling the NBA Top 76 list the best. First of all, I appreciated this. He just got on his Instagram stories and was just very honestly like, I'm confident that there aren't 76 people in history who are better at playing basketball than me.
Facts.
Fact. And he just laid it out exactly like that. He's like, I don't, you know, leave the criteria aside, leave the historical significance aside, blah, 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 blah. Are there 76 dudes ever better at basketball than me? I don't think so.
And he's right. Yeah. And he's fucking right. You know what I mean?
That's why
he's
just not. That's why motherfuckers like Dave Cowens got to get that boot, bro. Like, your time is up, homie. You got to go, dog. But yeah, this all comes down to, you know, it's been kind of funny how Clay is handling this whole thing. It's kind of like how we had that whole discussion about how he's a fierce competitor and still a funny motherfucker at the same time. And we're seeing like exhibit A of that with how he's handling this shit. You know what I mean? He's genuinely pissed that he's not on that list, and he's also having fun with it.
I mean, I think he understands like the importance of things. Like, you can really be frustrated with something because you think you deserve it, but he doesn't really give all that much of a fuck enough to argue with you about the shit. You know what I mean? This is how I feel. I'm going to tell you the facts according to me. Feel how you want to feel. You know what I'm saying? Next. You know what I'm saying?
I'm showing up to weightlifting in a number 77 jersey to make Steph laugh and Iggy laugh. And then, then I'm just going to go about my day. Yeah.
With dummy weed going through my system and all that. You know what I mean? Coming that motherfucker smelling like a cloud of tree. You feel
But I do think this exposed a different level of him thinking about this stuff, because I think Clay's position has always been, I don't care about accolades. I don't care about first teams. I don't care about whatever. I care about winning and having fun, right? And living an enjoyable life. And so he's made the decisions, and that's what he said in his post too. He's like, I guess I'm being punished for caring about winning, unlike some of the other, you know, people. So I think what he's doing that because he doesn't care about the accolades. He cares about his place in history.
Right.
He cares about his place in the history of the game. And this list is that.
Exactly.
This list is not who does the Associated Press think the blah, 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 blah. This list is this is the velvet rope, right? Like, this is, hey, there's Hall of Famers, and then there's the top 75. Right. Like, and for him to be left off that list, I think that's why we actually saw some emotion out of him on that, is in his head, he's made the sacrifices he's made financially, you know, putting up crazy numbers on some other fucking team that's not competing for a championship, to win chips, number one, and to be on a list like this, number two.
Yeah.
But most importantly, it's true what he said. It's true. You know what I mean? All of that, but the fact, if it wasn't true, I don't think he would care as much. You know what I mean? I think the fact that he is one of the top 75 best basketball players to ever touch a fucking basketball is why, you know, maybe I'm the second best guy on my team, maybe the third best at times, but I am top 75 of all fucking time. You know what I mean? I was playing with two of the best scorers in fucking history, one of the best shooters and the best scorer. You know what I mean? I still cooked. I'm still giving you 36 in a motherfucking quarter, nigga. You know what I mean?
And he's looking at dudes on that list who have not had shit to say to him in the
you
playoffs.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? couldn't sniff the motherfuckers Calvin Klein draws in the motherfucking playoffs, nigga. You know what I mean? And he's done it without wearing motherfucking big ass Dolce and Gabbana shoes and shit. He's a regular nigga getting big buckets and big moments. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Game 6 Clay. Like, it's you know,
Game 6 Clay.
You know, I understand why Reggie Miller did make the cut. You know, I think that Reggie has some huge iconic moments. You know, you can't take that from him. He has some iconic moments in the playoffs, right? But, I mean, if that's the measuring stick here, then you got to, you know, Clay is a better player than Reggie, better shooter than him, and he's had some big fucking playoff moments too, so. But I don't know. It's nostalgia. It's nostalgia's working against Clay right here, right? Clay has been on the big stage only since 2015, really, and, you know, Reggie's been embedded in our memories for fucking 30 years, so.
But we gonna do that, and we gonna give it to Dame though, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying, and I hate the fact that I gotta be a fuck nigga and argue against a nigga that I really fuck with as a human and as a basketball player.
I mean, shit,
like,
Dame got his moments too. He got two fucking, you know, season ender,
but he ain't got the motherfucking chips.
He blew
nigga.
The fucking thunder up, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He blew the thunder up. Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, motherfucking from the logo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every shot's a good shot when you motherfucking Dame Lillard. You know what I mean? But every shot's a good shot when you motherfucking Klay Thompson. And it's a good shot in the finals, and it's a good shot in the motherfucking conference finals, nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's a good shot in the playoffs, the playoffs, nigga. Like, so that's what I'm saying.
I have a lot more fun attacking Reggie Miller's resume than attacking Dame's, for sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like, because Reggie's anti-nostalgia for me, bro. He's been working against whatever nostalgia I had with his on-air
Welcome to your Kodak moment,
motherfucker. Who the fuck still uses Kodaks, bro? It's 2021.
Nigga, these kids don't know what Kodak is. Nigga, fuck you, mean, nigga. You know, Kodak moment, nigga.
Welcome to your Kodak 93, moment. That's a -5 multiplier on the top 75 list.
Kodak,
you just failed the still number 79.
Kodak need to take legal action. Cease and desist that bullshit, please. Right. For all of us.
Motherfucker still shopping at Radio Shack out here, nigga. Ain't you goddamn? Fuck you, mean.
But
suck your city ass nigga. Get that nigga off the list right now. Fuck ass nigga. Push Jordan in that motherfucking weird ass nigga. Anyway.
I think the exact point though that we're trying to make is all historical lists you have to give some credit to your George Mikan's, et cetera, for the historical significance.
And the Koozies. Koozies got a ton of chips. Yes. I get it, bro.
And you have to balance the fact of how people would look today, how much the game has improved, etc. You have to balance those things. They didn't balance them. They just said, the history is the history, and we'll figure it out for 25 spots for the last one. You know what I mean? That's what I didn't like about it.
And if you're going to do 75, nigga, list them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? List, you know what I'm saying?
Get real spicy.
Tell us who's the worst.
Blow the internet up.
I want to know who the worst player is on this list. Like, give us that number 75 ranking on one of these
the
motherfuckers.
Worst player.
We already know your vote.
That would be in the league above the league. You know what I mean? Yes, but you're the worst nigga in that
who's
league.
Who's
the
last pick in heaven, bro?
right. In the god tier league. You know what I'm saying? Who's the worst of the gods? You know what I'm saying? Who's that bum ass nigga?
Who's Loki over in the corner like, oh, right? I'm going to play a real mean practical joke on this guy.
Right.
He's just like, there for the laughs, nigga.
Like, who's the Lamborghini without power steering? Like, you know, tell us that. You know what I'm saying?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA is back. One of the things I love about betting on basketball is that I'm always finding new player or game props that I like. What's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets to form a same-game parlay and score an even bigger payout. Lakers obviously off to a miserable start to the season, but I am still a diehard Lakers fan. I like them to bounce back against the Spurs on Tuesday, so I'm going to build a same-game parlay with number one, the Lakers money line, number two, I'm going to go with Russ over on points. I think he's got to get right soon. And number three, I'm going to take the over on the Lakers team total points. Here's a note. Look for a same game parlay icon to know what markets are eligible for same game parlays. But SGPs are not the only reason I love betting on all the NBA action with FanDuel Sportsbook. They've also got easy payouts. It's easy to use. Fast payouts, excuse me. It's safe and secure. It's America's number one sportsbook. And they've got those same-game parlay bets, as I mentioned. So there's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in yours today on FanDuel Sportsbook. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, they're also offering new users a risk-free $1,000 bet. Just sign up with promo code JNJ. That's J&J. And if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code JNJ. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we're going to I want to do on Thursday's episode our sort of biggest surprises from the first week of the NBA season. But let's just preview and get it out of the way, because I know everyone loves seeing us be fucking miserable. So the Lakers fucking suck, bro. This shit hurted, bro. This sucks. I hate this shit. I'm miserable at this shit. We're losing by 30 points at home in game two, and I open Twitter up, and Dwight and AD are shoving each other on the bench. Magic Johnson is saying SMH on Twitter, bro.
That's like a curse word for Magic, bro. You know what I'm saying? Magic does not express, being displeased at shit. He is happy-go-lucky, good vibes all the time on his feed. If he's upset at something, y'all fucking up for real, you know?
He clucked his fucking tongue. He said, in my 42 years, etc., I have never seen anything like this. Yeah. SMH.
This is the second worst team Bron has had, bro.
Damn.
And at least with the young boys. Think about it. They're not as good as the last 2 years.
On this fucking team, bro.
And with the young boys, at least we knew they weren't going to be all that good. We, you know what I'm saying? We thought these boys were going to be Gucci. We kind of looking at the, they really, really top heavy. It's not as that fun. You know what I mean? Like you said, 80 Dwight fucking fighting. Bron scrambling like, dude, Payne talked a little shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they were cooking the Lakers, right? Which is in his right. They cooking your ass, nigga. And Bron was like, bitch, you was broke fucking regular holes in the Nissan last year. Like, nigga, that's a nigga, that's an old nigga that's scrambling. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I love him talking spicy, but that's somebody that's sensitive right now, because he sees shit ain't sweet. Shit ain't sweet, bro. I'm telling you, 56 out this motherfucker. Tell you, but I ain't gonna say six. I'll say 56.
It's early, man. It's early. Give them boys some time
early
to work it out.
It's so early. I mean, but when we said the motherfucking Bucks look like them ones, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the Lakers don't look like it, nigga. We gotta
early,
say it.
Early is me recording a podcast at 7 a.m. and accidentally saying something wrong in the fucking ad read. It can never be early enough to be down 85-55 on your fucking home floor. Yeah. Like,
to the second or third best team in the fucking West. You know what I mean? Like,
not
bruh,
to the Bucks, not to some.
We still let Jordan Poole cook our ass without Steph. You know, without Steph being Steph. And come on, we can't ignore this shit. This shit ain't looking Gucci, bro.
I'm tired as a Lakers fan of Bajulichicks turning into fucking
Bajulichick Bielsa
turning into fucking, Super Saiyans on our court.
Right.
I'm sick of this shit.
That nigga look like Sabonis against us. Goddamn slow-ass Euro. I'm like, goddamn, he cooking us with that motherfucking slow-ass shit. We look weak as hell on D. Nigga, we are not good, dog. I mean, we can be eventually.
I mean, but I mean, like
we suck.
Nunn will give us numbers, but we're talking about, this is what people, Kendrick Nunn, Ariza, who's like a million years old. This is people we go think will come in and change the whole, I mean, that'll help. But bro, my G, you know what I mean? We just don't look good, bro. We a
the
whole
season
bunch
is
of
not
cool
hung on
together.
The star. We did not hang our shit on the star of Kendrick Nunn, dog. Like,
I remember.
So I agree with you about the improvement, but it's like fans trying to. I have my friends trying to calm me down. Like, you know, Ariza and Kendrick Nunn are out. Ariza and Kendrick Nunn. We have fucking four NBA top 75 players on this roster. Like, four.
And them niggas is old as a motherfucker, dog. Flat out, bro. This is nostalgia. That's what had us really excited. I remember coming back to high school, and only dudes that really came back to hoop against the younger teams were, like, the ones that could ball, right? And we would always get cooked by the young, because they are a team. This is the first time we've seen Bron on a team, and it's not a team. Yeah. They just a bunch of guys, nigga. That's what they look like playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know what the fuck they doing out there. They look fucking discombobulated in this motherfucker.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. This, you know, when this team came together, we were all excited as fuck. But this shit is, these first two games, it looks like some monkey paws wish list shit, right? Like if you'd have told me back in like 2008, you're gonna have LeBron, Melo, and Russ on the same team. But the catch is, you're also going to have Dwight Howard on the team. And it's going to be in fucking 2021. And everyone's going to be old as fuck. Right? Like, that's what this shit is looking like now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's feeling like some monkey paw shit. But we'll see, man. I'm not pressing the panic button yet. Two games in. Like, I still think this team is going to get it together. There's probably going to be a fucking streak where they win like 14 out of 17 or some crazy shit like that.
The defense is going to get better. Yeah.
That's what needs to get better.
I agree with you, but it was still like, because we were actually at the Dodger game. I'm looking at my phone. They're down by 30 fucking points. I'm like, what is happening right now, bro? Like, 30 points?
You're in fucking Southern Cal hell. Southern Cal, you were at the Dodger game. They was losing. They was getting, you know what I mean? And
listening
the Lakers get cooked.
Listening
on,
to
man.
Fat white people do the tomahawk chop behind us, just hoping some drunk dude would beat their ass. You know what I mean?
Like, desperation. You know,
please give me a reason to explain violence to my 8-year-old son. You know, like,
you were Brian hoping, you know, telling Payne he used to drive a Nissan, nigga. That's who you were, bro. You know what I mean? Like, dog, shit ain't sweet.
How did you guys feel about that? That clip that went out of Bron going back and forth with campaign.
Like I said, I think he's scrambling. I think that's a man who sees shit ain't looking like he wanted to look, and he just hit him with the big button on him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, you was broke. Like, shut up talking to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I enjoy shit talking. Of course, I love shit talking. I just don't like, sure. I just don't like stay humble shit talk. Like, I don't, for one, I don't put a lot.
That was bullying.
Yeah.
That was bullying right there.
Yeah, I don't put any value in being humble. I think, you know, if you are humble, that's great. You don't have to be humble, though. But, you know, I just like shit talking. Like, you know, if Brown would have said some shit like, hey, I'm going to call for an ISO. I want you to talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? And run up on
right,
me when I
right,
call for
right.
that. Like, oh, I'm going to bust your ass next time we see you. Like, don't. Be humble. Remember where you came from. Like, who gives a fuck, bro?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Bron ain't remember where he came
right,
from.
Bron ain't,
you know what I'm saying? He ain't humble at all, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, you was eating peanut butter sandwiches in motherfucking Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? Wherever the fuck, Cleveland, Ohio. Like, dog, come on, bro. Stop it.
I thought the other story I wanted to get to from the NBA is and this is really weird because we've seen all this reporting on a story that has not yet been published, at least as of the time that we are recording this. But apparently ESPN, I believe it is, has a blockbuster story about Robert Sarver, one of the owners of the Suns, coming out that is going to, according to Jordan Schultz, is going to contain material so explosive about how misogynistic and racist he is that the league will take action and force him out. That's sort of what Jordan Schultz is saying. Can we just, like, all these owners are bad people, right?
Oh, it's really interesting when they say blockbuster and explosive. Like, we already don't know, you know, rich white people are going to do rich white people shit. You know what I mean? Like, none of us are surprised but that he would be a fucking racist, dog. And that's the only thing to explain why he's not paying Ayton. He doesn't like his old-ass slavey face. You know what I mean? Of course he's racist, my G. You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's the weird shit to me was that fucking release on that press release from the Suns on Twitter before the shit even came out. Like, the shit you're about to read that none of us really know is not true. Motherfucker, what?
None of this is true. Right? None of these things you're hearing, you're going to hear about are true.
What the fuck is that?
And he said they have actual proof. Like, what's he going to say? I have black friends. Look, yeah. I listen to the Jenkins and Jones podcast, and they say nigger all the time. Like, what is your proof, nigga? Shut the fuck up, bro. It's crazy.
It's a weird world where the breaking news cycle has turned into the snake that's eating its own tail. Like, we have this much reporting and reaction to a story that has not been published yet. Like, you know what I mean? It's so fucking weird to me. The statement they put out, Tyler, you're totally right. That's the weirdest shit ever. You're denying allegations that haven't been made yet.
That's some scrambly ass shit. You get in front of it before there's a front to the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like
yes,
like,
and at this point, it's 3 days later. You got way out in front of it.
Right, like a running joke I got with my wife is when she says some shit like, hey, I need to ask you something. I'm like, I didn't do it. You know, I say that off top, and that's a joke. These motherfuckers are doing that for real, right?
They had a PR team.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if I ever say to Vincent, hey, buddy, I need to talk to you when you get home from school today, and he just turns and makes eye contact with me and says, everything that you're about to hear about me is false.
None of this
is true, and I have proof. You know, it's like I would lock that kid in his room before he finished his sentence. Like,
you're grounded for a month. Fuck out of here.
All right, John, you want to talk about the fight last night?
Did you watch it at all? Tyler, did you watch it?
I seen the highlights of Shakur, you know, dusting that man off in the 10th. That Shakur, a bad motherfucker, boy.
Did you see how good he looked, though, as far as his body? I mean, mo-homo, actually. I ain't none of that, bro. I think that man looked great. You know what I mean? His grown man weight is probably finally coming.
How old is
the
kid? Like
23,
24?
Like 23, 24. Yeah. So he always was a little, you know what I'm saying? He hadn't got his physical peak yet, but I've been saying the dude's a young goat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was like, this dude looks strong. Not only was he, like, you know, boxing strong, he looked strong. You know what I'm saying? But he bullied Herron. You know what I'm saying? The whole fight. A dude who was supposed to be the bigger man. Didn't give up a whole round in the title fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got his man weight. And with that IQ, with that timing, with that distance control, he's going to be a problem.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Is this, like I said, it's funny as hell how old that dude looked, and he's getting his ass whooped by this baby face kid, right?
Baby right? face. Hair. He got one of them hairlines, and if his hairline was receding, it'd still be a good hairline. You know what I mean? Like one of them.
The Paul George goddamn, yeah.
Yeah. But I love these young bulls, you know what I'm saying? Like, boxing's future's looking great if they let these motherfuckers fight. And I know, like, Teofimo and fucking Gervonta, they're there. But I feel like, I think the future is Shakur, man. He's special. And I think, like, you know, Devin's will be fun. Ryan ain't really proved nothing to me yet. I think Ryan got a lot to prove. He has like 6 or 7 more fights than fucking Shakur. But he just hasn't really fought anybody that looked really good to me. But, like, dog, Shakur, bro, last night, that was he let people know what time it was. And he said, welcome to the Shakur Stevenson era.
There it is.
Uh-oh, you feel me?
Scary hours. But, yeah.
Scary hours indeed.
Before we get out of here, we have to talk about John talking, posting explicit pornography on his fucking timeline with a picture of the Trader Tro's pink pearl apple. And you posted this apple cut open. And I mean,
porn. Sexy. Bro. I mean, bro, sensual. Sensual.
Not safe for work.
I'm not. When I say NSFW, okay?
That is an NSFW.
Hashtag NSFW. No, bro, like, seriously. Like, first of all, if a Trader Joe's worker tells you, hey, bro, tap in, throw a few free apples in your shit, you knew that motherfucker was going to go crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Was going to be crack, you know what I mean? Dog, I've been to the apple, and I called Rather. I'm like, yo, you need to try the other apple. Eat that motherfucker now. Rather already was 3/4 done with it. She was always 3/4. First of all, when the Christmas, the shit tastes like candy. It's called a pink pearl, bro. Nigga, that is pussy in fruit form, nigga. That's what I was. That shit was delicious, nigga. You know what I mean? I can't. Y'all need to tap in, bro. Pink pearls, bro. That's the future of fruit. You know what I mean? Like, dog. For real, bro. Yeah. And there's so many apples, and there's some really good apples and hella variations, but Pink Pearl, bro. Hey, I ain't, nigga, that shit, like a mango steam. That's some special shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely got to find one of them motherfuckers. That shit looked delicious, bro.
I think it's a West Coast apple, Tyler. It might be. I might, can I send them through the mail? That probably would be fucked up by the time it got
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's that good where I want to send one to you through the mail, my boy. Like, that motherfucker go crazy, dog.
I'll hit the motherfucking Googles and see.
Let me know what I can do. Yeah. I want to help you out, bro, because this shit, you deserve this.
The pictures really do look like the apple is a specific color of pink.
It's like guava pink. Like, goddamn, you know, any fruit that's that color is fucking delicious. It has never let me down.
Or not just fruit, but anyway.
Listen,
that color's always been delicious.
Some colors
when it comes to interior. You feel what I'm saying?
According to biology, some colors are bright neon to warn us to get away.
Right, right.
But that would that make sense that other colors are the opposite of that? You know what I mean?
Come hither colors is what we look at, what we're talking about right here, dog. You know, hey, bro, that motherfucker's special, though. And I wanted to post mine, but I killed it. I couldn't post the core of the fucking apple. You know what I mean? So I was like, let me
fucking
find some pictures.
Fucking slobber dripping off it and shit.
Bro. Can I keep it a stack with you? I went to a room and ate it. I didn't need it in the open because I was doing it so bad. And I'm almost never embarrassed, bro. Like, there's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I was like, let me go to a room because I'm... This getting real. I need to do this alone. This ain't, you don't do this in public. You know what I mean? That motherfucker went crazy, boy.
Did you hold the apple in both hands?
Oh, I've never done
while
that.
While you ate it. No.
I did this, though. Hey, you know when the lips touch the skin? Bro, I smooched the fuck out of that apple, bro. Hey, that motherfucker.
All right, I think legally we might have to end the podcast before going any further.
Before we violate some fucking FCC decency laws or some shit.
Right.
For sure. As a reminder, we are continuing our book club reading of Marcus Thompson's Dynasties. We are reading the next four chapters, which is the Magic Lakers through the Michael Jordan Bulls. Having a great time with that book. Super, super fun. Great to have a book club selection that's basketball as basketball season's starting. And I love this book.
Yeah.
I'm into this next section a little bit.
Just very interesting. Just an interesting book. Interesting read.
I think we're also, Tyler, I don't know if you've seen or you want to see Dune, but John convinced me last night. So I think Shar and I are going to try and catch it before. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, for sure.
So we're going to try and watch it before the next episode, too, because I want to talk about
for
that.
For the free ski, we just on say HBO this. Max?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We paying for it, but you know, you ain't got to leave the crib. You know what I'm saying? We doing the COVID save. You feel me?
But anyway, well, you don't have to pay, but it's HBO Max costs money, but they don't charge you extra for the movie.
No,
like
they charge
Disney,
you extra.
Right?
None of that. But I'm going to tell you this, bro. I think it's supposed to be three parts. At the end, it was 2.5 hours, and I was mad. I remember I looked at the time. I'm like, is this the end? Fuck, because I wanted more. It was so good. And there was a part that was, like, in 13 minutes in, I was like, this shit going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to Rather. We said a lot. This shit is going to be, we knew it was going to be good. At the end, me and Rather at the same time were like, this is fucking incredible. My eyes were watering because it was so good. Nothing sad happened. It was just really good. And I'm like, this is okay, bro. I feel like we got like a Lord of the Rings level type joint, bro. Like this is some, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
This is some.
Yeah, I need to pee.
Stellar shit, and look at the actors in this motherfucker. They got some ones in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, bro.
All right, Thursday we're talking about Dune. We're talking about Dynasties, the next four chapters, and we're talking basketball. And yeah, Thursday will be a big. That's a fucking packed show. We will see you then. And bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.